So before we get on to somewhat more near-term things, we will briefly discuss a couple of far-out technologies. The farthest out is quantum computing. And I give you here three references. One is, this is probably the best, of the Scientific American article of October 95 by Seth Lloyd from MIT. Tony Hay, my friend in Southampton, has just come out with the transcripts of Feynman's lectures on computation, which he gave at Caltech in 83 to 85, which includes a chapter on quantum computing. And then I happen to be reading Physics Today, the latest book, which is the sort of physics magazine, which is very critical of quantum computing as being totally unrealistic and doesn't stand a chance of working, etc. So the main thing to note about a computer is that there's not many constraints on what a computer is. A computer, to build a computer, you better have a physical system that has, that sort of evolved, that when you do, that you put some input in, which are going to be bits of information, and you get an output, and you have some control over that output, so you can decide whether the bits are going to be added or subtracted or logically put together. So a computer just requires a physical system. So it's not terribly surprising that we could use quantum mechanics in doing it for the evolution of the physical system, or in this magic, this rather exotic thing called DNA computing, we can use chemistry, because these are all things that change. I mean, proteins change in time, and they do things in a relatively deterministic fashion, because they obey Newton's laws. So it is not too surprising that we can build a whole, we can at least in principle build a whole set of computers basically exploiting different physical systems. And actually, if you look at these really far out articles, they are quite interesting because they do show that there is really no fundamental limitation on the power of a computer. I mean, if you look at today's CMOS computers, they have, although they're advancing very wonderfully, there's some fundamental energy limitations that you just can't build a computer bigger than a certain size because it would cost too much energy. Those energy limitations are not anything fundamental. They're just a property of the technology used, not of computing. So there's no reason to believe 100 or, well, I don't know, let's say 100 years from now, that you could not, or even 50, have a computer built according to completely different principles from what you have today. At least there's no, there might be practical reasons, which people will discover, but there's no theoretical reason. There are no theoretical constraints on computers, as far as I know.